Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Texnani. In this episode, we're shopping for small cap stocks that pay high and sustainable dividends. Joining me on the show today is Victor Gomes from Eiger Capital and Ben Clark from TMS. Ben, let's start with you. Nick Scali, what a cracking result. Boosted its earnings, boosted its dividend on a nearly 6% fully franked yield. Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I think it's a buy, Vishal. It's, the highlight of that result was the info on what's happening on right now. We're seeing like 50% sales growth versus the PCP in that May, June, sort of an into July period. So the next result's going to be even stronger, believe it or not. I think they've got some margin expansion at the moment. They're benefiting from the COVID sort of changes in shopping habits. Bye.
Okay. Victor, who would have thought that in this day and age, the banks would be cutting their dividends and furniture retailers would be increasing theirs? How the tables have turned. Buy, hold, sell, Nick Scali.
It's a hold for me. I agree with Ben. It was a great result. And it's amazing. It's amazing who the beneficiaries of this COVID crisis have been. It surprised me to see some of the beneficiaries. They've guided to some very strong, trading update numbers in this year. I'm just a bit cautious on how long it continues. There's been a lot of stimulus in the market. It's unnaturally sort of, it's unsustainable, the amount of stimulus, and I'm not sure what the impacts will that be. Clearly, the growth rate's going to slow. They're good operators. I'd probably prefer someone with a bit more online sort of presence, and they don't. So I think it's a hold.
Okay. Another offline stock, Shopping Centres Australasia, 22% plunge in earnings after getting smashed on rents. Buy, hold, sell, SCP.
It's not one of the worst of the retail REITs, but it's a sell, I think, because I think structurally it's just going to be hard to fight those headwinds. Why I say it's not one of the worst is because most of their key tenants are shopping centres, but then they wrap that shopping centre around with a lot of specialty small retailers, and those retailers are really going to struggle. The shift to online that the COVID pandemic has resulted is permanent. It might slow, but it won't go back. And a lot of those retailers will suffer. They'll struggle to get their rents up, I think. You're seeing it in the net spread on the new leases. They're taking a cut. They're having to meet the market. I think there's better places to find value.
Okay. Ben, it's still offering a 6% distribution, but you wonder, like Victor said, if in the environment we're in, whether that's actually a dividend trap. Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, and the worry there is that the payout ratio is 100%, so there's really no room for them to move. I'd probably be a bit more optimistic on it. I'd say it's a hold. The supermarkets are key tenants. They're good defensive earners. They'll keep paying the rent. So it is more around those marginal rents. It's trading around NTA. NTA will probably come off a bit, so there's definitely no catalyst I can see for it to be a buy, but I think with that yield, and even if it comes off a bit, it's still a hold.
Okay. Staying with you, Ben, who would have thought we'd be talking about gold in an income investing episode? Yeah. Regis Resources on a nearly 3% fully franked yield. Buy, hold, sell.
I think always dangerous to be buying a mining stock for a dividend, but Regis, I think, is a hold. They're at the lower cost curve, amazing cash flows they're getting into that business at the moment. Pretty flat production profile. And I would say they have had some operational issues in the past. And, actually look at it, they've actually fallen slightly, the share price this year, and in a bumper year for gold, which is frustrating. So I'll probably have a hold.
Okay. Victor, pot of gold or Pandora's box? Buy, hold, sell on Regis.
It's a hold for me too. Regis have got a fabulous track record over the longer term, but I think the outlook isn't as rosy for them. Their typical type of operation is simple, open pit, low cost, and they're having to move into McPhillamys, which is their main project that they're going to fill the hole with. It's underground, it's big capex, it's complex, it's in New South Wales, not WA. The dividend is not enough for me for that one, so I'm a hold.
Well, fair enough. Let's find out what it is. What is a good dividend for you? What's the secret stock that you've got for me today?
It's not so secret recently because the market has discovered it, but I think Adairs is a you know, it's been a massive beneficiary of the shift to online from the pandemic. It does have stores, but a lot of those stores are on hold off. Again, another reason why I don't like the REITs, because they can essentially walk away from the leases whenever they want, and allows them to reposition their portfolio. They're going to be an omni-channel operator. But the online has gone from 5% to more than 30% over the last 5 years. It's paying a 5% plus dividend yield. It's growing like topsy-turvy. And then they've bought the pure online furniture retailer, Mocha, at a great price. It's got less revenue than Temple & Webster, but actually makes more money. So it's actually a great business on a fraction of the multiple. So I like it.
Okay. Ben, what's a small cap that you've got for me today that's spitting out cash?
One's Iris Market Technologies. So, this is a fairly mature tech business, I'd say. It's not going to have the kind of the hypergrowth that the businesses that are flying at the moment, but it is quite defensive. It's got the number one sort of platform that financial planners use in the country. It's also got the Iris screens that a lot of advisors use. It's the dominant player. It puts up its prices consistently each year, slowly expanding offshore, and it's starting to get some gains there. Did a capital raising recently, reaffirmed guidance for the year. It's going to pay about 4.4%, 40% franked, and it's unloved. You know, it's well off its recent highs. I think that for me is a buy.
Okay. Well, the big caps might be paring back on their dividends, but in the world of small caps, there's plenty of opportunity to generate some good income.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.